We continue our learning. We're in Sota, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Ketzan Mikanela. What language does a husband use as a warning to his wife in the case of a Sota, what we call Kinui? Remind ourselves, Kinui is the warning. Stira is that she's secluded, has yichud with this man. So the Mishnah wants to know, Ketzan Mikanela. What does the husband say to the wife for this considered to be considered a valid Kinui? Omar la bifnei shrayim al tidabri imish ploni vidib. If the husband said in front of two witnesses, and we spoke about the kinui being done in front of two witnesses, and he says, "Do not speak with this particular man," and she indeed spoke with him. Vidibraimo, adayin hi muteres levesa. She is still permitted to her husband, umuteres lechol batruma, and is permitted to continue eating truma if she is an eshes kohen. Which means that here he didn't. All the husband said is that you can't speak with this particular person. He never said altistery imish ploni. So that's, and the Gemara explains, if he says saying altidabri imish ploni, that's not kinui at all. And even if she had stira, she had yichud with this man, since this is not a valid warning, so she does not become an eshes sota. She doesn't have a halach of a sota. And if he said to her altistery imish ploni, and she spoke with him, but it was not in a secluded area, she's also mutter labala and is able to eat truma if she is an eshes kohen, because she didn't have stira with him, even though this was a valid warning. But it's where he says, al tistiri imish ploni, using the language of stira, and indeed that's what she does, that is considered a valid warning. Mishnah continues, nichnasa imo levesa seser, if now they enter a private area, and they remain together for the potential that they could have had nus during that time, different number, with 5 minutes, maybe up to 9 minutes, then asura levesa, vasura lechobatruma. So that is the stira. That's a violation. She now has the status of a sota. There was kino, there was warning, there was stira, there was seclusion. She's usher to her husband, and if she's an ashes kohen, she can't eat truma until she drinks from the mayim hama'ararim. Vimeis, let's say the husband died before they gave her the water to drink, and let's say they never had children together. So now she is zukuka liyavam. She is a brother, and her husband passed away. So now she's supposed to marry the brother-in-law. So what do we do with this woman? She's an eshes sota, and now she falls to a yavam. Says the Mishnah, choletzes velo misyabemes. She cannot have yivam performed. Only chalitza. A sota is usher to the yavam. The Gemara explains why. The pasuk says regarding divorce. It speaks about a woman, shematza ba'ervas davar, in Parshas Kiseitzes, the case of the Torah where we speak about divorces, but the husband found something promiscuous about his wife and sends her out or through with a get. And the pasuk there says, v'yatza'a mibeso v'halacha v'hisola ishacher. She now leaves the house because he found an ervas davar about her, and she marries someone else. And the Gemara that we learn, le'ish acher v'lo li'yav. Meaning she goes to another man, another completely man that's not related at all. To a yavam, she does not go to, which means if there's ervas davar, so then you're right, the husband can divorce her, she can marry someone else, but if that's what the husband found, nothing was proven, but the husband wants to divorce his wife, he has the right to do so if he suspects her of something. But in a case that that's all, when it comes to that's her getting divorced and then marrying someone else, that's an isha acher. But a yavam who's not considered an isha acher completely, they're unrelated at all, so that's, that person is excluded. So if there's a case of ervas davar, like the case of sota, so then she should not be marrying the yavam. Why do you need chalitza? Well, the same thing. Let's say the husband were alive. Wouldn't she need a get in order for her to marry someone else? So she needs chalitza to marry someone else as well. Others say that the reason why this woman, the sota, does not have yibum is when it comes to the mitzvah of yibum, what does the pasuk say? The goal, of course, is that this new marriage, the yibum, is going to build the brother's house. But since this woman is suspected of znus, she's not bona, she's not building the house. She's so serish, she's destroying the house. And therefore, there's not going to be any mitzvah of Yibam. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. We spoke in the previous mission, we mentioned that the woman becomes a sotanus usher to her husband until she drinks from the mayim hama'orarim. And if she's an eshes kohen, until she drinks, she's not able to eat truma. But after she drinks from the mayim hama'orarim and is found to be tahora, so then she's actually permitted to return to her husband. And if she's an eshes kohen, she can can eat truma as well. Mishnah here is coming to teach us that there are certain sotos where the bidika Samayim Hama'arim is not going to be effective for a variety of reasons, and therefore they remain usher to their husbands and cannot eat truma if she's an Eshes Kohen forever. Says the Mishnah, Ve'elu Asuros Milechol B'Truma. The following women are not permitted, they're married to a Kohen, cannot eat truma forever, and they're also usher to their husbands forever, even if the husband's not a Kohen. And the reason is because they're a Sota on the one hand, on the other hand, the Mayim Hama'arim is not going to be effective. Ha'omeres Tamea Anilach. So case number one is where a woman says, I am Tamea, meaning after Kino, after the warning in Stira, and she was secluded, she says, I don't want to drink the water. And she in fact says, you know what, I'm usher to you. I was Mizana with this particular man that you told me not to seclude myself with, and I was Mizana with him. And you'll say, don't we learn at the end of a Maseches Nedarim Ha'omeres Tamea Anilach Tavi Raya L'Devareha? The halach is if a woman says that I'm Tamea to you, I'm usher to you, says that to her husband, she has to bring a proof that it's so, and if not, we don't believe her. So here the halach is different. Why? There's a Raglayim L'Devareha. We had that phrase. There's a likelihood that she became Tamea. Why? Because the husband warned her not to seclude herself with this particular man, and indeed she did. Therefore, where she is believed to say Temea Anilach, and of course then there's no point in drinking the Mesota. Then it's case number two where a woman does not drink, and therefore is usher to her husband forever, and can't eat truma if she's an Eshes Kohen. V'shebo Edim she Temea. If Edim came and said that she was Mizana, and the Gemara says that if Edim came before she drank the water, so it's obvious she's Asura, because even without Kinui and Stira, two Edom are believed to say that a woman was Mizana. That's a typical case. You don't need Kinui and Stira for two Edom to say that she's Tamea and usher to her husband. But the Chiddush here is that even if the Edom came after she drank the waters, and the waters didn't check her at all, lo batkua, which means that she didn't explode. So maybe we should say, well, the Edom are obviously lying because she was not Mizana. So the answer is no. Nothing stands in the place of Edus Berura, very clear. Edus is even stronger than the proof of the Mayim Hama'arim. The water didn't work. So the answer is, we'll learn later, maybe she had a certain zuchus, a certain merit that was there that protected her. And some learn from the pasuk of Vinistira Vihinit Ma'a Ve'ed Ein Ba. That's the pasuk regarding the Sota. She had Yichud and she became Tamea, and there's no aid. So we learn from there that if there are no Edim that she became Tamea, then the waters are going to check her. That's what it means. Ve'ed Ein Ba. That's when the water is going to check. But if there are Edim that she became Tamea, even if those Edim are Medina Sayam or overseas, they're not even here, the water is not going to work. So that's another reason why, if there are Edim who come even after the water, she drank the water and the water didn't affect her at all, that doesn't mean anything. That's not contradicting the Edim. We believe the Edim, she's Tamea, she remains usher to her husband forever. She's an Eshes Kohen, can't eat Truma forever. And you'll say, oh, what do you mean the water didn't check her? Yeah, maybe she had a merit. Or because there are Edim who know, and even if they wouldn't come and testify, it's possible the water is not going to work. Certainly if Edim are testifying, she became Tamea, so the water is not going to work. V'ha Omeres, third case. V'ha Omeres Eini Shosa. Let's say a woman says, she doesn't say, she's Tamea, I am Tahora. But Tahora ani Ela she'eni rotzeh l'shoseh samayim. But I just don't want to drink the water. We don't force her to drink, but she does become us to her husband, and she leaves that marriage without a ksuva, and she can't eat truma. And next case, v'shebala eino rotzeh l'hashkosa. Let's say she doesn't mind drinking the water, but the husband says, you know, I don't want her to drink the water. We don't force her to drink, or force him to make her drink the water, but she becomes us or to him. But since he's the one who doesn't want her to drink the water, she will get her ksuva, they'll get divorced, course, but the ksuva is paid. Vishabala, another case, Vishabala ba'ale habaderech. Let's say that, you know, when else do we not, does he not drink the water? Or when we say that she's ushered to her husband forever and there's nothing to do, when on the way to the Beis Din, the husband had beer with her. Because halacha is after kinyan stira, he's not allowed to live with her anymore. But the water is not going to be effective. It's not going to check her at all. Because when it comes to Parsha Sota, the pasuk says, V'nikaha ish me'avon, v'ho'isha hahi tisa savona. The man will be innocent from sin, and therefore this woman is going to be punished for her sin. So we chachamim darshan from there. When the man is menuke me'avon, when he is free of sin, he's cleansed of sin, he didn't do anything wrong, then ho'isha tisa savona, then the water is going to check her for her transgression. But if the man is not menuke me'avon, he had relations with her on the way to the Beis Din, but he should not have, after already warning her and she was secluded with another man, then the water is not going to check her. Because anyone who had beer with her be'isr after she had stira, so then she doesn't drink the water, she's usher to him, and she's usher bitruma la'olam. So now the Mishnah wants to know, Ketzad Osila, a man who's coming to give this, to bring the woman to Beis Din, for half to have her drink the Mei Sota, how does this work? So the Mishnah says, Molicha le Beis Din Sheba Osil Makom. So the first thing is, he brings her to the local Beis Din. And this way, we're able to clarify that indeed it was a kinoy, a proper kinoy, and a proper stira. And now that she's supposed to drink the Mei Sota, that can only be done by the Sanhedrin Agadol in Yerushalayim, Umosrin Lo. The Beis Din therefore give this husband Shnei Tamidei Chachamim. Two Tamidei Chachamim are going to walk with this couple, accompany them, escort them up to Yerushalayim. And we don't allow the husband to walk her himself. Why? Shema yavo aleha baderech. We're afraid that they may have bia on the way, and she will be usher to him forever. Because then you can't give her the may mama arum, because they're not going to work, as we explained. So therefore, we need two tamnei chachamim who are going to accompany them. Some say they have to be tamnei chachamim, so they'll know how to give the proper hasra, the proper warning. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no bala neman aleha. No, you don't need two tamnei chachamim. The husband is believed to say he didn't have beer with her on the way, and we can give her the water anyway. Why are we going to believe the husband? So the Bryce explains Rabbi Yehuda's opinion based on a kavachomer. When it comes and it's a kavachomer from the laws of Nida. Uma Nida Shehi Bikare, says the Bryce, Bala Neman Aleha. When it comes to Nida, a husband is with his wife who's in Nida quite often, and is believed to say he didn't have relations with her when she was in Nida, and that Isser Nida is an Isser Kares. So Sota Shibalav, the Isser of living with the Sota, which is only a Lotas, a Lo Kolshekin, it's not a Kavachomer, that I believe the husband to say that he was not intimate with her. So the Chachamim respond, and the Brisa says, Vachachamim Omrim, He hanosena, says the Bais. That's the exact reason why we have to be strict and require two tamnei chachamim when it comes to sota. Why? Nida shehi bikareis v'chamura be'enav habal neman aleha. When it comes to nida, which is an iser kareis, it's very severe, and therefore it's very strict in the husband's eyes. The husband therefore is believed to say he didn't have beer with her. But sota shehi balav, but sota which is alav, ena chamura be'enav, it's not so strict in his eyes, ulechein eno neman aleha. Therefore, the Gemara Zayinim Aleph says that he's not going to be believed, and that explains the opinion of the Chachamim against Rabbi Yehuda.